Hello and welcome. This is the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode one and it is June the 24th, 2013. Now, being episode one, it's going to be an introduction. I'm going to introduce you to the podcast and explain a bit why I'm doing this. I'm also going to explain my plans and what I would like to see in the future. Secondly, I'm going to introduce myself, tell you a bit about me and my background. And thirdly, I'm going to talk to you a bit about what I've done this week on my fruit and veg growing. And with that, firstly, I'm going to apologise for the quality of this recording. I know it's not going to be the best quality sound. The reason for this is I'm currently recording this on my phone and on my hands-free kit. And I'm doing this while I'm travelling around in some downtime, just to make use of some downtime. As the podcast develops, I will, of course, invest in some better quality equipment. But just for the time being, please bear with me. And with that, I'm going to talk to you about why I'm doing this podcast. Now, firstly, I searched and searched around for podcasts on fruit and veg growing. I listened to a lot of fruit podcasts in some downtime and thought there'll be plenty of on fruit and veg. Well, there is, but mostly based in other countries. They've been great. I've picked up quite a few things, but I wanted something more based in the UK. Now, other countries are fine, but they have different climates and different problems to us, and different even names of things. So, although you can quickly adapt, I just felt that there was a bit of a market there. So, as I said, I searched and searched and couldn't find any. And it could be I'm looking in the wrong places or something. So I thought, let's make our own. That would be a great idea. So I looked into making my own. Figured out how I could do it. But then I thought, are people really going to want to listen to me? I don't have a huge amount of experience. Well, not having a huge amount of experience, I thought there's a uniqueness about that, because I can talk about what I've done and what I'm doing, what my plans are, from a point of view of somebody who is learning about the hobby and learning what to do. So that means I'm building my experience. I'm going to talk about what I'm doing and tell you about my experiments and things, and what works and what doesn't work, more importantly. Now, people with experience tend to stick with what they know and what they know works. And for most things that will work, but I've also known of circumstances where people have gone against the norm and it has worked better for them. They've also got some funny looks while doing what they're doing, and then later get comments, oh, I wouldn't do it, I've done it like that, but it's looking better than mine. So I thought that was worth exploring. And that's what I'm planning to do. Now, to back up this podcast, I've had a word from my brother, who's into IT, and he is currently building a website theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, where I'm hoping, or rather it will have a forum for you all to go join up and talk to others. It will also have a gallery of pictures that I'm going to be taking of various things. It also have a contact form so you can contact me. Please, please, please contact me. Give me feedback. Give me tips. Give me tips you want to share with other people. Even things that you think would be of my worthy attention. Please, please bring it to me. I will, if you have questions or tips, I will have a section that I will dedicate to this once they start coming in. Now I think you're going to want to know about me. That's enough of that. Well, about me. Actually, before I get on to about me, you're going to want to know about what I plan to do in the future with this podcast. So sorry, this isn't scripted. I'm doing it a bit off the hoof, but I've got bullet points, but hey, we'll get into that another day. My plans are with this podcast, as I say, I want to talk about what I'm doing in the garden, what works, my experiments. I also want a bit of feedback from you guys in the future. So with that, in the future, I want dedicated shows for you gardeners, for you other gardeners, fruit and veg gardeners. Interviews, possibly. Who knows? There's a lot of potential with this, I think. It's just, hopefully, it'll work in the future. So about me now, getting back onto that. My name's Richard. I live in Worthing, West Sussex, down on the south coast. I'm 31 years old. I'm not a qualified gardener. I'm going to get that across now. I have no qualifications, except for life qualifications. I'm completely self-taught, apart from a bit of advice from other gardeners, people I know, internet and research and books. Don't forget books. Now, my earliest memories of fruit and veg gardening are when I was quite young. My dad cornered off a bit of our garden that became his veg garden. He also gave me and my sister a little area of our own in the garden where we grew a few things, and also where we buried our pets when they died. But I remember my dad tending to his veg garden out in the weekends and stuff. In a few years down the line, unfortunately, my parents got divorced, my dad moved out, and this bit of a garden became a bit of a jungle. My mum had no interest in gardening, and as the years went by, I dabbled a bit. I did take over this veg garden for a few years with the aid of my auntie and my granddad, but as you do when you're young, you dabble in things and then you lose interest. As I grew up, I did dabble again throughout the years, mostly grow bags and things, but nothing amazing. A few years ago now, I was 26, 27, I moved out. I moved into a flat of my own, and I grew a few herbs on the windowsill. I got with my girlfriend who had moved into a house of her own. I commandeered a part of her garden and grew a few tomatoes and peppers, which firstly grew on my window seal at home. So these, this part of a garden I commandeered and grew the fruit, grew the tomatoes and peppers. We also grew a few herbs in pots and things. By the following year, I'd moved in and I expanded this garden. Unfortunately, we do only have a small garden here. So I expanded it as big as we could both agree to, as well as a few pots of herbs, potato bags, got some blueberries and some things, and some other fruit, some other veg, but more on that on a later podcast. Last year, being 2012, I planned some really intensive stuff at home, but a colleague of Amanda's and a very good friend of ours, Barry, came to us and said, I've just had major surgery. I've just taken on a larger plot of land up at my allotment site to be nearer water. But it is an overgrown mess. Would you be prepared to come and help me out up here? In return, I give you half the land. Well, Amanda and I jumped at the chance. We went along, we helped him clear it. This was 25 metres by 10 metres of just overgrown weeds. So we set about clearing, burning, composting, rotivating. And once we got some land, we grew a few things to see what does well, what needs improving, and what doesn't do so well. We basically found that pretty much anything can grow, but blight is quite prevalent up there. Everything that can get blight will get blight. Now, of course, 2012 was not a great year, as many of you can remember. So it's more an establishing year. We got our plans in place, worked out what we should do, and went from there. With the plans in place, we set about building. We built throughout the winter. We built more. Got things in place that needed establishing as and when were needed. Now we're into 2013 and everything's growing quite well. And we've just reached, obviously, summer. That was Friday, just gone. Just got past some of the longest day. So everything should be in place and growing. Well, we are behind this year, as no doubt you know. So, this last week, what have I done? Now, Tuesday I popped up there. I had some gooseberries that were doing quite well. Unfortunately, I hadn't covered them in nets. And the birds, I believe the birds anyway, they came along and eaten every single gooseberry. I was not best pleased, but that was a learning curve. I should have netted them mid-May, as soon as the fruits were set. So I netted the strawberries, I protected something at least. With those netted, I then, at home, done the same. Netted, going to be, no, I didn't do the same. Let me backstay that again. I plan to do the same with various things at home, but I don't get so much problem with birds at home. But I quickly checked everything and everything seems okay. I've planted some more carrots and salad leaves, radishes in a truck we have, a waist height. Few days later, the salad leaves have actually already come up and germinated, so that's great. We also harvested our first new potatoes. The potatoes have flowers on them. I needed potatoes one night for dinner, so quickly done that. Quickly harvested a few for dinner. Only about 3 potatoes, quite small. I say small, but usable size for new potatoes, usable size. And this particular breed of potatoes was Aran Pilot. I've grown these the last few years. I've had a lot of success with them, and they do really well. At the weekend, I popped up the allotment again. I de-weeded the polytunnel I have up there, and everything in there is starting to grow really well. I did feed them all last week, and I think that gave them a kickstart they needed. Excuse me. And after a good de-weed, I've staked and fed again. Just outside the polytunnel, I've laid a little stone path of broken paving slabs with some white, quite wide gaps in between, where I've planted chamomile. This is lawn chamomile. But in between the chamomile, I've de-weeded. Now, the lawn chamomile was seeming to be get going really, really well since going in. So hopefully that will cover all that and set. Next to this, I've planted some feverfew and some parsley. Now, my plan with this is that those two will self-seed. I want to add some more self-seeders in amongst this little bed as a herb bed. So I'm planning what will go in there. After that, I spent a few hours actually de-weeding my seed bed. Now, this seed bed is where I grow things that I tend not to sow seed in situ, opting to grow things, seed things in a polytunnel and then move them on. But there's certain things that can't be done with that. Carrots are one, which are grown in the seed bed. Radish, I think, can be actually be transplanted. I've yet to try that. Beetroot also, I think, can be transplanted, but I've yet to try it. What else have I got there? I've got some spring onions, some turnips, and some parsnip. As I said, there are perhaps ways that you can transplant carrots and parsnips that don't like transplanting. But I will do more on it at a later date. I've had a quick run round and check things. I've got a peach tree up on my allotment that's not doing so well. Last year it seemed to grow quite well. I only bought it last year and planted it. Didn't expect much from it. I didn't get any fruit, but the foliage was quite really good. A bit of peach leaf curl. Early in the year it seemed to start to grow, start to bud. But then I think the late frosts got to it. So again, my bad for not covering it. I gave it a good de-weed, a good feed, and it perked it up a little. I had about 4 leaves that seemed to be holding on. A couple of weeks ago, I covered these in the mulch, and I don't know what's happened, but those 4 leaves have died. I'm keeping a close eye on this. I gave it a good feed with a nettle feed at the weekend, and seeing how that does. It may be a case of biting the bullet, but time will tell. Now, I fed everything with a nettle feed. Well, basically, we got a wheelie bin and chopped some nettles down, covered them in cloth, and just stuck them in the wheelie bin full of water. The reason I've chosen a wheelie bin for this job is it has a lid on it, and nettle tea, as it degrades, stinks really, really badly. So the wheelie bin, with a tap cut into the bottom, I have found works really well. You don't get any smell, and it does the job. And the nettle tea seems to do really well at the moment with things that are growing strong and are flowering. Once you set into flowers, obviously I'm going to move more into a comfrey tea. Now, back at home for feeding, I don't have the option for a wheelie bin with nettle tea. I suppose I could take some home, but that's a bit difficult. But what I do instead is I've brought some seaweed feed, and I use that. Now, that seems to do well on everything. I don't use it on the blueberries, admittedly, but more on that later. And when things start to flower at home, I would use a tomato feed that I'm sure you've all heard of. Now, with that, we're coming to the end of the show. So I'd like to thank you all for listening. I hope I haven't been too boring. Please visit the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Please contact me with your feedback. I'll be more than happy to listen, read your feedback. And with that, my name's Richard, and this has been the Veg Grower Podcast. Thank you.